Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Former President Trump once again blasting the judge in his state civil fraud trial. Dave Collins has more.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General is accusing Trump and his family of inflating his net worth to get better deals from lenders and insurers. Outside the courtroom this afternoon, Trump also accused the judge of not understanding basic real estate dealings. He then called New York Attorney General Letitia James a disgrace to our country.
Thousands of healthcare workers prepping to strike tomorrow if negotiations do not improve with Kaiser Permanente. As Lucinda Kay explains, the workers say they're protesting unfair labor practices and unsafe staffing levels.
Union members tell us their team will bargain with Kaiser executives throughout the day. They say they're ready to solve the staffing crisis, but say Kaiser needs to bargain in good faith. This would affect 75,000 healthcare workers across the country. In every single department. If they don't reach an agreement, they'll go on strike this Wednesday, 6 a.m. I'm Lucinda Kay.
President Biden commemorating the Americans with Disabilities Act, a monumental piece of legislation enacted over 30 years ago.
One of the most consequential civil rights laws in our nation's history, banning discrimination on the basis of disability by any entity funded by the federal government.
Biden commended the dedicated activists and policymakers whose efforts led to its passage. He also outlined his administration's ongoing commitment to advancing even further accessibility for all. A recent poll shows that Americans believe college campuses favor liberals over conservatives in terms of free speech. This is USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This holiday season, Mariah Carey hitting the road for her Merry Christmas One and All tour.
Starting on November 15th, the tour will visit 13 cities. Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You holds the record as the best-selling holiday song by a female artist. Tickets for the Christmas tour will be available starting Friday. I'm John Schaefer.
TikTok is reportedly in the process of testing an ad-free version of their app, albeit at a potential cost. According to Android Authority, users might be required to subscribe for a monthly fee of $4.99, though this pricing is still under consideration. As of now, TikTok has not issued an official statement regarding this new development. Amazon cracking down on employee badge swipes into office buildings. It's an internal memo that was obtained by the Puget Sound Business Journal. The company notified employees that it can now produce employee-level badge reports. The company is closely monitoring employee movement to see who complies with the mandatory 3 days in office policy. which means employees need to put on pants at least 3 days a week. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, and we're going to be talking about, our prescription drugs, price fixing efforts by the Biden administration. In fact, 23 of the nation's foremost judges, academics, health policy experts, senior government officials, well, they sent a letter to U.S. senators strongly criticizing policymakers' entertainment of a repeatedly debunked theory which claims that the government can reduce drug prices by using the Bayh-Dole Act and 28 U.S.C. 1498 of the federal code. Yet the Biden administration is choosing to misrepresent the law to do prescription drug price fixing. The professor of law at Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University, Professor Adam Mossoff, is with us right now. Professor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Well, this has been an issue. President Biden on the tour has always told everybody he's done such a great job in reducing the cost of prescription drugs. He's championed the cause. So help us understand, because, oftentimes what the president says does not seem to align with the truth. And, of course, what they're trying to do now is to kind of come up with some pretzel logic in which to affect some price fixing. So help our audience understand, Professor, what he's doing.
Right, exactly. And this is another situation where, good people and the people responsible for incredible innovation that has made, modern life in the 21st century, almost a miracle by any historical standard in terms of our quality of life and length of life, thanks to the biopharmaceutical innovators, that they've been accused of something that they're not responsible for. And of course, the government, which is telling us constantly that they've fixed inflation and have lowered prices, and of course, all of us who buy food on a day-to-day basis now and buy gasoline know that this is exactly not true.
Exactly.
They're looking for an easy scapegoat, and they think, patents, which are property rights and new innovations, the founders put this in the Constitution because they recognize that these are key property rights that drive, economic growth and create a flourishing society. We were the first country to put it in our constitution, in fact, in history. And, so then people who wish to, attack the, innovators and attack the system that has produced our incredible lives today, attack, of course, the cause of that system, which is patents and property rights. And so, they're trying to say that they want to impose price controls in order to, lower drug prices. But the reality is that the government hasn't approved this, and they can't make the case for it. They know how destructive it would be, and so they try to then misrepresent laws to try to claim that the government has, in fact, made this decision already so that they can go ahead and do it.
Well, how did they use the Bayh-Dole Act, to come up with this, pretzel kind of observation or at least, justification to do what they're trying to impose.
Yeah, this is a great example of kind of how, people can, engage in kind of convoluted reasoning and academics can develop theories. In fact, it comes from an academic theory that was pronounced 20 years after the law was enacted. So for those who don't know, the Bayh-Dole Act was enacted in the early 1980s. And it was a very important piece of legislation because it resolved this fundamental problem that had arisen since World War II when the federal government had started to invest more in basic research, coming out of, the Manhattan Project and all of the important kind of research and development that the federal government did in World War II, continued after the war. And there was a question as to, well, then who owned the inventions that came out of some upstream federal research that was funded by the federal government, even though it was sometimes often produced by private individuals, in universities and in private university research institutions. And so the Bayh-Dole Act resolved this confusion by saying it doesn't matter if the federal government may have even given 1 cent to some of the research that led to this invention. The invention can be patented, and the reason why we want that to happen is because the patent is a property right that provides the means to go into the marketplace, to create the manufacturing, to create the distribution process, so that patients, consumers in the marketplace can receive these incredible innovations and benefits. Amazing things have come out of as a result of the Bayh-Dole Act, from Google search process, which was to the Honeycrisp apple, to incredible drugs, treating cancer and diabetes and other things. And it's an incredibly important piece of legislation. And so you can see that the focus of the legislation is on securing to inventors and innovators their property rights that they have created and making it possible for them to go into the marketplace and to sell these goods and services. And since that's the function of the law, there's an escape hatch, so to speak, a safety valve that says, well, if someone is sitting on their patent, someone gets a patent, but they're not actually going into the market with it, then the government can step in and license other companies to make and to manufacture and sell the product or service. But only if they're sitting on it and it's not being actively deployed in the marketplace. And of course, academics and others say, aha, we can use that as a means for imposing price controls on drugs, because what we can then have the government do is say, aha, the government funded some upstream university researcher that led to an important drug treatment, so therefore they will then license other people to make the drug at a lower price. But that's not the purpose of the statute. And in fact, it undermines the purpose of the statute, because who would then get a patent and want to commercialize if the government could step in and start to compete with you at a lower price at the end of the day anyway?
Is there any consideration, Professor, of people sitting on patents? I mean, there has to be a good reason why they're sitting on it. They're not sitting on it because, they're being stubborn. I mean, is that reasonable? Or, are they, why would somebody? I mean, there's got to be some reason, some business justification for why somebody would sit on a patent, so to speak.
Well, so they put that in the statute as an escape hatch, right? So it wasn't a problem. They just were thinking, if this becomes a problem in the future, this is how we can address it. But it's never happened because that's not in the interest of people. People want to make money and they want to products and services to people. Yeah, so these drugs are being produced and are available to people all over. It's just that that they're very high prices because of many other things, such as, Obama,
the R&D and everything else.
Regulations.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Yes, that's one reason. But actually, our healthcare system is complex, and there's a lot of cross subsidization. Private insurers and private individuals subsidize people who can't pay. There's taxes and regulations and controls, and so there's a lot of reasons why our healthcare is so expensive in this country, and they just want to reduce it to one thing: patents. And it's almost silly on its face to say that, and yet that's exactly what they're doing. And they've convinced people like Senator Sanders and Senator Warren and the Biden administration that they should try to pursue this goal.
Well, when we come back, if you don't mind, let's break that down further for people to understand, you know, what goes into the price of, you know, every prescription drug, you know, what all is involved, like you say, including, you know, the research and development, government regulation, and all these other impacts to drug pricing. We've got more from Professor Adam Mossoff after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
You're 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I mean, this issue that we're talking about in terms of patents and property, I mean, this is key to our Constitution. And this is what differentiates us, you know, from socialist or communist or Marxist countries, because, you know, in their operation of governance, they believe that all things belong to the collective, that you cannot own property. This is why I say it mediocritizes, you know, the common person. You know, it's shared grief. It's shared everything. It's a disincentive. And so to protect property rights and intellectual property is so important. And, you know, we argue about this issue, you know, in terms of the Chinese and how they've come in and have stolen intellectual property. I mean, flat out stolen. That is egregious. And but, you know, it would seem that our country doesn't care that much about it, Professor, because I guess it's not their intellectual property. But if it was, you'd hear them screaming about it, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and, you know, and it really is, as you said, it was a key insight of the founders to recognize that, you know, that the innovator who creates a new invention or you know, even the artist who creates new artistic work, you know, that they deserve to be protected in the fruits of their labors, their productive labor, exactly. Just as much as a farmer or another type of craftsman. And this is what spurred the entire U.S. innovation economy and drove the Industrial Revolution and the biopharmaceutical revolution of the 20th century and the computer revolution and the mobile revolution today, which all came out of the United States. And it's and that's because it was driven by innovators who got patents. You know, Thomas Edison, Nikola Tesla, Wright brothers, we learn about these great champions of innovation and industry in school. They all were protected in their innovations by patents, by property rights, which is
right.
The key basis of our entire innovation economy. And it's been a basis for the healthcare revolution. More than half of all new drugs ever produced in the world, ever created, are created in the United States still to this day.
Are we paying too much for drugs?
Yeah, so it's always an interesting question. Well, you know, are we paying too much? It's hard, you know, it's, what do we mean by too much? I mean, are drugs expensive? Yes. Is healthcare expensive? Yes. And then the question is why? You know, and should it be that expensive? And
exactly.
A lot of people look for easy answers. And, you know, and it's always easy to, you know, to find, you know, the scapegoat. And oftentimes patents are the scapegoat. And it's unfortunate because people don't recognize the massive regulations that are imposed upon, you know, healthcare providers, insurers.
Exactly. Well, let's break that down, Professor.
Yeah.
Let's break that down. What contributes to the price of a drug in this country?
Okay. So as an initial point, and you mentioned it earlier, right, you have on average $2.6 billion in research and development costs before a single drug is sold on the marketplace. Now, a significant part of that research and development cost is actually the safety and efficacy testing that's required by the Food and Drug Administration before you're allowed to actually provide a drug to patients in the healthcare market. Now, by the way, you have to realize, the company has spent $2.6 billion before they've received 1 cent. So they are paying, right, essentially making on loan, paying their researchers and scientists and other business persons, you know, money that they haven't even recouped yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before they've sold a single drug. Because, you know, and the reason why it's so expensive is because for every drug that's finally sold in the marketplace, that represents an initial 10,000 different potential drugs that they began researching that did not end up succeeding as you go through a very lengthy R&D process that sometimes takes 10 or 15 years.
This is like the Thomas Edison, you know, workup, right? Exactly, you know? Okay, all right, go ahead. Wow.
So, and then, by the way, when you finally are able to sell the drug in the marketplace, right? So then there's, you know, the restrictions and regulations imposed through Medicare and Medicaid. And the various de facto impacts on price through the restrictions on what they can sell and how they can sell and at what price they can sell imposed by the government. Because, the government likes to say we negotiate. The government doesn't negotiate. The government says this is the price you're taking, and that's the price you're taking because the government has the guns. It has the monopoly on
exactly.
the force. It's not, a private party in the marketplace. And then there's the regulations on the insurance companies, both at the federal level and the state level. They're restricting control how things can be distributed and paid for. Then there's the cross-subsidizations and the taxes, right? So, and Obamacare, the Obamacare system, right, which a lot of us are subsidizing and paying for the health care for other people. And so all of this is contributing to the system. In fact, people have just realized in recent months or past year or so that there are these whole middle persons in this whole regulatory structure called pharmacy benefit managers.
Yeah, PBMs.
PBMs that set prices and engage in, you know, self-dealing type of, you know, benefits through, you know, these mandated, regulated kind of financial transactions that they serve as these middle persons in this process. And so all of this impacts the price that we pay for drugs. And so this is why I said earlier, you know, it's almost silly to say, oh, no, the sole reason is patent.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, again, when you think of PBMs, you know, they're adding another layer of cost there. I'm not sure the benefit is there. That's still questionable and debatable. But what do they get? Another 20-25%?
Something
roughly?
Like that. Yes.
Something.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
By the way, I haven't even mentioned the international context, which is that, you know, we are the last country in the world where we are not a nationalized or socialized healthcare system. We partially are through Obamacare and other types of, you know, regulations and systems like Medicare and Medicaid, but we are the last country in the world where we are not what they call a single-payer system, which means the government is the one that's making the decisions as to how much medicine will be bought and what will be paid for and who will get it. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of countries in the world basically tell, you know, the biopharma innovators, this is the price you're getting. And of course, they're setting a really low price because that makes their voters happy, right? And the biopharma innovators have to make up the difference somehow. And we are the last country in the world where they can set prices that can make up that difference, where they can recoup their billions in R&D that they spend. On average, the annual private investment in new drug development is approximately $120 billion a year. It's more than four times what is spent in R&D by the federal government through the National Institutes of Health. You often hear this claim that, oh, the government funds all drug development anyway. That's actually false. It's almost entirely funded by private investments by these companies that have the capacity and knowledge and know-how to do this work. It's an incredible achievement.
It really is, and it's a wonder that even continues when they're under such threat. The government constantly trying to find a scapegoat, trying to find some way instead of, is there a reasonable approach where you get the adults in the room and say, okay, what can we do to, let's get it out of the political realm. What can we reasonably do, to find some, you know, middle ground here to where this is appropriately handled, even to the point of, these pharmaceutical agencies, you know, holding the ground and saying, look at, you know, you might be able to negotiate at this point, but there's got to be some R&D, built into the cake that's non-negotiable because that's a real number.
Right.
You know, it's a shared number that we should all participate in, right?
Yeah, you know, and I think the solution is to get the adults in the room and for them to agree to lessen the restrictions, lessen the controls, lessen, you know, like PBM managers and others.
Right.
And allow the innovators and the developers to actually create these products and get them into the hands of the people who wish to have them and use them and pay for them. Right. You know, as Ronald Reagan famously said, you know, the nine most dangerous or fearful words in the world are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Right.
Exactly.
You know, they keep thinking more government regulation is the solution or more government controls is the solution to the problems created by the government regulation and control.
We're back to that point. Has it gotten so big that it's unmanageable and this is a lost cause?
Well, you know, one could think that, and it's understandable given, you know, the size of the problems and the size of the administrative state now and the regulations.
Well, Professor, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck,
project, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
News update. Former President Trump once again blasting the judge in his state's civil fraud trial. Thousands of healthcare workers are prepping to strike tomorrow if negotiations do not improve with Kaiser Permanente. The workers say they're protesting unfair labor practices and unsafe staffing levels. President Biden commemorating the Americans with Disabilities Act, a monumental piece of legislation enacted over 30 years ago. Biden commended the dedicated activists and policymakers whose efforts led to its passage. He also outlined his administration's ongoing commitment to advancing even further accessibility for all. A recent poll shows that Americans believe college campuses favor liberals over conservatives in terms of free speech. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. We got Al Parada. He is the managing editor of Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, you know, just like you, thank God news is so slow we don't have anything to talk about. I mean, it's just amazing how dull America has become these days, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I missed those days when there was nothing going on, and
there's no reason to go to the bar anymore, you know.
Well, Monday Night Football. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, of course, except for Monday Night Football. Anyway, we were just talking with Mike Signorelli, who is he's got a movie that's coming out next month, The Domino Revival, which has gotten a lot of a lot of interest and response for what's happening there in New York. His ministry, V1 Ministry, has just been incredible. You know, you talk about revival taking place there, and then you write about Auburn. What's happening on college campuses, Auburn case in point, that sees hundreds of being baptized. And, of course, you love that because whenever there's an increase of faith and Jesus is raised up, the demonic go nuts, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. You take the creeds, rather see a lot, the people saved and baptized and saved and all that. But yeah, it gets a little bit crazy. I know, like the freedom from religion, the folks. I mean, they went ballistic over the thing at Auburn. It's like you got hundreds of college students dedicating their lives to Christ, and you're complaining
like that. Like that's a bad thing. I mean, all of a sudden that we should have a country, a culture of morality, which we've lost, which, even our first president warned us about how intrinsic
to the success of this great American idea was our relationship with God, that it was in ratio to it, right? And since we've turned our back on God, look what's happening in the last 50 years, as we've become more and more this postmodern Christian society.
Yeah, I mean, depression is up, suicide is up,
crime.
Not like everybody's happier.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I mean, even a pragmatic level of, it seems like a pretty stupid move we did by trying to push faith out of out of the nation's life and to the central element of the nation.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you got almost 2/3 of the nation, Al, say the country's on the wrong track. I said, great observation, but what does the right track look like? And, and you got to look for love in all the right places, not the wrong places. Too many people have looked, of course, on, some of these interesting surveys, these recent surveys come out, is that, people are looking, to government. And it's amazing to me. I don't know if you saw this, but according to Real Clear Opinion Research, said, and this is Democrats, okay? 47% of Dems say free speech should be legal only under certain circumstances. 34% of Dems say America has too much freedom. 75% of Dems say government has a responsibility to censor hateful social media posts. There goes the First Amendment. Only 31% strongly agree with the statement, I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. I mean, that says a lot about the underbelly of our current culture.
Yeah, I mean, it's a staggering thing, considering, where, the free speech movement was born. To have the Democratic Party people that are calling themselves Democrats being so fascist about speech.
Well,
if you don't like something, it's hateful. Like it happened in Canada, where, truckers honking their horns are like Nazis, but actual Nazis, they applaud.
Right. Yeah, and, go figure, right?
And that's a scary thing, because, I guess we're of a certain age where you think culturally, free speech and campuses, and that's where you're supposed to be noisy and rowdy and talk, want to hear what other people have to say.
Well, supposedly that's the breeding ground for intellectuals, but what's happened is that now it's the breeding ground of retarded people, because they don't want to listen because they're so easily offended. And you've triggered me and you've hurt my feelings, and I don't want to debate you, and I don't want to argue my values because it takes too much work. I actually have to know what I'm talking about instead of just throwing out a rash of emotional, guttural responses.
Yeah, I want to be a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
we're that age where, for example, when I went to the University of Maryland, I wasn't a Christian, but there was an evangelist who was basically preaching and more importantly, debating in the public square, in one of the public square. He was out there every day, and he'd get abused, he'd get this, he'd get that, but he'd get the sort of atheist types coming out there and hanging out and debating with him. It was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And to have that sort of eliminated, whether it's about faith or abortion or Ukraine or COVID vaccines or anything. Mm.
Or even comedy, Al. Just comedy. Just something that you can laugh about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which I think every student on campus needs, especially when they get a disappointing C on their paper when they were expecting an A. I mean, if that's not a reason for you to find something to laugh about, you need that. That's good medicine, right?
Yes. And obviously somebody wrote comedy. It's like personal to me that people, that comedy be shut down. College campuses. I mean, you got to think people like Lenny Bruce and Sam Kennison would be apoplectic.
It's
amazing to me. Because
Well, you think if George Carlin was still alive, what do you think he would do with these snowflakes?
Oh man, he probably didn't get enough to shred them. I think he'd make a pretty good case. I mean, you take somebody like Chappelle.
Yes.
Who fights on and keeps doing what he's doing, and that kind of wear it down, I think. But Carlin, again, this guy was a legend always, but also like a campus legend.
Yes, exactly.
It's cool if you listen to Carlin, right?
Right.
prior as well, but somebody like who's like politically attuned, like George Carlin. I think he'd find these times right now just astonishing.
Yeah.
Bill Maher is sort of moving away from, he's moving to the right, but he kind of is. He's kind of where liberals used to be, and
right.
He's now getting more vocal about it.
Right.
Which is,
because there's nothing like there's nothing like experience, right, Al? I mean, you experience the idiocy of some of the political left that's going on right now, and he's going, you know what, I just can't stay there. I mean, and this is why you have a movement, around the country. You've had there's a million Democrats who are now Republicans or change parties in the last year. I mean, that should tell you something right there.
Yeah, it's the Reagan line. I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me, and that's, a magnitude worse now.
Right, exactly. Well, it's not even the Democratic Party. It's only using the name and the moniker. I mean, it has redefined it to such a degree, like you said, they can't relate to it anymore. I mean, because you can't support, really, you can't support this theory of climate change. Spend $5 trillion plus on this boondoggle and have nothing to show for it, and you're going to go back to your constituency and have a town hall meeting and get pummeled like AOC and think you're all cute and just kind of dance around the stage and like you think it's water off a duck's back.
Yeah, it's failing. everybody can see it.
Well, I'll tell you, we're paying for it, and that's the painful thing, because here we are in the midst of this inflationary Bidenomics nightmare, and I think the people have just about had it with it. We've got more from Al Parada on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by Idorsia Pharmaceuticals, U.S. More than 25 million U.S. adults suffer from insomnia or trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. Sleep is widely seen as the third pillar of health after diet and exercise. QVIVIC, Dairy Direxant, 25 milligram or 50 milligram tablets, is a prescription medicine for adults with insomnia. Designed for once-nightly use, QVIVIC has been proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Hear from family nurse practitioner Wendy L. Wright.
Insomnia is the most common sleep disorder in the United States. QVIVIC is an FDA-approved, once-nightly medication clinically proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. QVIVIC works differently than other medications you may have taken in the past and is thought to target one of the biological causes of insomnia, overactive wake signals. In the clinical studies, adults who took QVIVIC every night reported sleeping better after 1 week, with measured improvements seen at months 1 and 3. My advice for people with trouble sleeping is to speak candidly with your healthcare provider about your experience, to learn more about available treatment options, and find out if taking QVIVIC would be the right option for you.
Don't take QVIVIC if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking QVIVIC, or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. QVIVIC may cause temporary inability to move, talk, or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking up. QVIVIC may cause sleepiness during the day. QVIVIC is a federally controlled substance because it can be abused or cause dependence. QVIVIC may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, or making or eating food. Tell your doctor right away if you experience this or worsening depression, including suicidal thoughts. Common side effects are headaches and sleepiness. Visit QVIVIC.com for more information. That's QUVIVIQ.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Al Parada continues with us. He is our favorite barista, you know that, and the managing editor of the stream. He does a weekly piece called The Morning Brew. Comes out every Monday, right?
Well, we do the weekly thing where we do the highlights from the stream, which, again, is always mm-hmm. the best part of my job. It's kind of as neat as the brew is, the idea of pressing publish on the article, other articles that other people have is always so good. And so there's a weekly thing that comes out that is not, so the highlights of the week.
Well, and the thing is, you're so, I mean, the staff, Al, the brilliance of the staff that you have there, from John Zemarek and the host of other talented writers that that present there at Stream. It's all kinds of fun and the insight. I mean, this is great stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about us is the writers and contributors they have the same principles. But they come at it in such different ways, and I wish sometimes our afternoon meetings could be streamed, because you deal with some just very brilliant people with a different personality. Some of them are mellow and are looking for unification, and then there's somebody like John Zemarek who's taking their prisoners. But it's the same goal, in the same heart.
Right.
That's the lovely thing about it. And
explain to the people, Al, what makes the stream different from, Breitbart or the Washington Post, Town Hall? What makes the stream so unique?
A couple things. One thing is that it is faith-based, but it is across the board. We have Catholics, Protestants, we have the whole house is there. A lot of the conservative from political point of view, conservative. But so we do have the Catholic and Protestant thing there and working together, which is pretty darn unique.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have charismatics and traditional Catholics hanging out together, but it still creates this one sort of one voice. That's what makes it unique. Another thing, and this we actually found out through a Penn survey, is we're thought of as being courageous. We will step out and defend things that other people might shy away from. For example, John Zemarek was defending Kyle Rittenhouse
right.
for hours. Mm. For example, and I think we're also pretty quick on the Catholic school kids.
Right. The Covington. You know, exactly. Did they send, by the way, with all the millions of dollars they won, did they send you a little bit of, little beak wetting, donation there to the stream? They should have. Yeah. I'm just saying. Sidebar. It's okay.
But that's one of the things that makes it great. Also, mm-hmm. and this is, again, I work with a lot of people who are very, very brilliant people. I come from more of an entertainment background, so my push has always been, make sure it's not boring. Because there's academic brilliant thing in the world, but we want it to be readable, and that's another element. Our audience, these are movers and shakers, and they're busy people. They don't want to be reading some academic, treatises or something. They want to know why this matters to them and how it affects them, what they can do, and within a Christian way, which is why we have, for example, the Christians Engaged, Bunny Pounds, her weekly conversation.
Oh, she does. Oh my goodness. Podcast. She's brilliant.
Yes. I want to be her when I grow up. I mean, she sounds sweet. And is dedicated to getting people active and involved in political while still maintaining their Christian values. Because it's easy, believe me, especially with a mind, like mine, a common mind, it's easy to lose track of that when you're in the fight.
Yeah, and the thing is, like money. I mean, you and this is typical of the stream. Is you address things that some Catholic or some Christian magazines or periodicals wouldn't want to touch. They wouldn't know what to say. For example, when a congresswoman, Bunny said it was a gaffe. I think it was worse than a gaffe because it was just really an insensitive and a stupid thing to say, when she's there at a prayer breakfast and talks about, having premarital sex. It's like, well, if Jesus was in the audience, which we would hope that he would have been, because he says that we're two or more are gathered in his name, and if you had that kind of awareness, you wouldn't say such a thing, right? I mean, I know you're trying to be funny. I get that, and you're a comedian, and sometimes you get, sometimes you got to have B material because that's what gives rise and gives deference to the A material. It makes the A material so much better because you've got some stupid B material. But you hope that the B material isn't something that torpedoes yourself.
Yeah. And,
right?
And for those who missed it, referring to an article that Bunny did, where it basically called out Congresswoman Mace, but also was called a point of love,
yes,
of understanding of like a new Christian growing. How are you going to do? We got to do better. You got to do better.
Right. So that's why you got to read the whole deal. I'm just going off the headline right now that's on the front page, and is that mature Christians have to come alongside the congresswoman and help her grow and understand. And I'm sure, she's not saying other than I think she apologized for it, but I'm sure that this is probably one of those moments of embarrassment that she will live with for a while. Only because, and the only reason I know that is because we've all done that. I've done that. Go, oh, what was I thinking?
And that's one of the points we try to bring out. We're learning from Bunny. That politicians, whether it's Democrat or Republican, politicians, they're people.
Right.
They're not objects to be shredded.
Right.
And that's an important thing to consider no matter who you're dealing with. If we're dealing with a human being, that is, created by God, and it's not about destroying people. It's about principles and principalities and powers. But it's also about, it's not about destroying a person. And it's easy, especially in divided times like this, especially with garbage going on, to lose sight of that. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things we have to attain to. In fact, one of the things I have to work on is watching out for that, and making sure that something I write on the brew. I know where my head is sometimes. A lighthearted quip doesn't mean anything, but then someone else could read it as like a cold.
It wounds them. Yeah.
I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want that.
Yeah, you want to confront them in a way that draws to you, not away from you. And that takes art, that takes sensitivity, it takes empathy. And I think that's where, you know, to your point, Bunny is so good at doing that, being a woman. Guys, you know, because we joke around and we throw barbs out there, and it's no big deal. It just kind of, you know, we roll with it. But man, you say that to a woman and it cuts them deep, you know. And that's a bit of the challenge. You know, I was just looking at this morning's morning brew that you did up, and you know, which I think again speaks to the uniqueness of Stream and what you address here, and that is that the Biden administration, through HHS regs, is finding a way to eliminate mothers and fathers. I mean, it's bad enough. I mean, this is like, what are you and the Department of Education coming together, and you're doing something anti-constitutional and eliminating, you know, the parents, you know, from you know, being in charge of their kids? Who says that? But this is how messed up this is right now. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's about like within regulations, eliminating like terms like mother, father, him, her, for the term like parentage. So it's another effort to eliminate the distinction between male and female by official government agency. That's one of the things you look at and go, well, how does God look at that? when the government is doing something like that. It's one thing if some goofy professor does something like that, or even a teacher, but if the government itself is eliminating male and female.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, they're rewording the institution to get control. That's the whole deal. It's not like, hey, I got a better idea, and on the other side of this rainbow, the kids are going to be so much happier, families are going to be so much stronger, our communities are going to be healthier, and all. And no, that they may tell you that, but that's the furthest thing from the truth. Because anybody who has been around fascism or socialism or Marxism says, hey, that's what they did in our country. It's all very subtle. And then the next thing you know, they've taken over everything, and you're boxed in the corner, and you have no way out.
Yeah.
Unless you come to our southern border, you know, that's open.
Oh, then he always comes through there. Yeah, and that's dangerous, getting boxed in, and the idea is we have to fight our way out and beat these people, because it's freedom. It's our freedom at stake, our liberties at stake, our democracy at stake.
Yeah, but when you have numbers like I read to you before, the Democrats, okay, 50% of the country, they're asleep at the wheel. They don't understand this. I mean, we're reliving, you know, Adolf Hitler's Germany one more time, right? Nothing new under the sun, Al. It just keeps on repeating itself. Crazy, buddy. I'm telling you. Al Parada, managing editor at Stream.org. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Check it out. What a great roster of writers they have there. Al Parada, thank you. God bless.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The final phase of extermination.